is your income in
2013?
At the O'Brien Community Center in Winooski, several dozen new Americans met with representatives from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Vermont and the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program last week. After an overview of the health plan options, new Americans had a chance to ask questions and meet one-on-one with Blue Cross staff. Interpreters from the Refugee Resettlement Center were on hand to translate. Mohammed Abduhali is a Somali interpreter. He says one of the most challenging aspects of his work is translating healthcare terms.
It's difficult because I have explained some of the words that's not in Somali that we have because we never use those words in our language or in our countries.
He says the word copayment is a common example.
So I have to say, like, copayment is the money that you are paying when you are visiting a doctor or office or you have a prescription.
Blue Cross saw a need for clearer information about the exchange. The company targeted Nepali and Somali Bantu groups because they're among the more recent arrivals through Burlington's refugee resettlement program. Beth Esmond is the director of communications for Blue Cross. She says she regrets that the sessions didn't begin earlier in the enrollment process.
We did have the idea kind of late in the game, but we were kind of seeing that some of the new Americans and new arrivals were sort of being left out of this discussion, and we were worried that maybe they weren't really getting the information that they needed.
Esmond says some of the more common questions were around the transition from state-subsidized programs to plans on the healthcare exchange.
A lot of folks were on Catamount with premium assistance or were on VHAP and are now not going to be allowed to be on those products anymore. So they have questions about the transition.
Those on the lower income end of Catamount were automatically enrolled into Medicaid, but not everyone fell into that category. If Vermonters who were on Catamount and who don't qualify for Medicaid don't register for a plan on the exchange by May 31st, they'll be shut out of insurance plans for the year. And for those who aren't insured, that deadline is even sooner, March 31st. Nepali interpreter Badur Dahal also thinks the reach out to non-English speakers could have happened sooner.
I would have wanted it a lot earlier, a few months earlier than now, but still, it's at least we organized this.
Blue Cross will be holding another interpreted session this Tuesday, March 18th, at Community Health Center in Burlington. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.